Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Charlie's Podcast. Today, I have a brilliant episode for you. It is about the U.S. presidential elections. Many of you have heard that Donald Trump has lost the presidential election and his re-election term has ended. Now, the other thing that they're not telling you is that it's constitutionally illegal to declare Joe Biden as the next 46th president of the United States. The media claims that Joe Biden is now the 46th president of the United States, making Donald Trump the loser of the race. Now, there's many factors that they won't tell you, the media won't tell you. Like the election rigging, maybe election rigging, that says that the military did a sting on these people, on the Democratic Party, to see if they were going to take the bait and were actually going to, as you know, maybe steal the election. For right now, we can't say that they did or didn't until a further investigation is proven. At the moment, Joe Biden is on track to become the next president of the United States, without a doubt. But if something happens, and constitutionally, it's able to be charged and prosecuted in a federal court, in a national court, like the Supreme Court, it will. Donald Trump is already failing to concede the race. Yes, he's failing to concede the race. But because he thinks that this election wasn't really a clear-cut election that many people said was going to go for Donald Trump, but did not. No. The thing is, why did they stop counting at 3 a.m. in the morning when everything was going for Donald Trump? They stopped counting at 3 in the morning. No more votes were apparently left. In Fulton County, there was a water leak, and they had to stop because of a water leak in a restroom. You heard it here. A water leak in a restroom prevented votes from being counted. They weren't even in the restroom. They weren't counting them in the restroom. The other one is Maricopa County. Maricopa County is, if you didn't know, one of the largest counties or largest population counties in Arizona. The city of Phoenix, Arizona is there. Now, what ballot workers were doing is they were giving Sharpies out to people. Not ballpoint pens, Sharpies. Sharpies, as we all know, cannot be used in a ballot. If they are used in a ballot, it'll be written off and you won't get a chance. But if you use a ballpoint pen, the machine reads it. In this case, the ballot workers were giving people out Sharpies. There's another instance in the Michigan county where the ballot workers were not letting people or the poll watchers see what they were doing. That is not right. They were putting poll watchers 60 feet away from the ballots. They couldn't even see a thing. Some were even using binoculars. Now, there's a lot of theories. A lot of conspiracy theories. Like the media says, in 2016, the Democrats had an agenda against President Trump saying that the campaign or the presidential election was rigged by Russia, Russia, Russia. In 2020, people are now saying it can't be proven. It can't be possible that there's rigging. We have the most ingenious system in the world. These elections cannot be proven to be rigged. Then why was the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax going on? There's only one thing to the Democratic Party, and I don't judge anyone by any political views. I don't judge you if you're a Trump supporter. I don't judge you if you're a Biden supporter. I really don't care. My political compass says I am not right or left. But what I am is a libertarian. I am not right or left, I am not authoritarianism, but I am, without a doubt, liberal. Not a liberal, my bad. Any case, this keeps happening, and you keep wondering, why are they denying any meddling in the U.S. presidential elections if they were saying that Russia meddled with the U.S. elections in 2016? Well, right here, right now, this thing is not about the people. It is not about people like you or me. It is about gaining control. I was talking about Hunter Biden last time. Hunter Biden got paid approximately $1 billion wired to his account. $1 billion. Yes, a billion. Not a million. A billion. To his account from Chinese operatives. There is a computer that shows him with underage minors. He was smoking crack cocaine. And he was pictured with underage minors. Sickening of a person. That sick of a person. I cannot believe there are people like that, but there is. And the real facts are that we can't trust people that have family members like this. And I've shown their behavior towards females and children like that in the presidency. The Dems clearly had an agenda in 2016. They don't anymore. And now they're saying that it can't be rigged when we see meddling in the election, in our elections. And when we know there's meddling in our elections. It's unbelievable to say that our government is failing us. That there's people like that trying to destroy our democratic process. But there is people trying to destroy our democratic process. And we cannot let them. The Republicans, conservatives, they're trying to do what's right. Unlike the Democrats, they're doing what is wrong and they're rigging the election. It is unbelievable that we have to talk about this when we say that the United States is the best country in the world, but it is the worst with elections. Our elections are the most sacred things that we have. We cannot give that up. We give it up to the wrong kind of people. Things happen that we don't like, and we won't be able to control the government. Authoritarianism is real. If you don't know what authoritarianism is, it was with what Hitler did. It was with Joseph, that it was a thing that Joseph Stalin did. We cannot let socialism and socialistic behavioral Democrats try to ruin this capitalistic democracy. We let them make a socialist economic country. We won't have the same things anymore. You want socialism? You think socialism is fair? Go to Venezuela. Go to Cuba. Those people are fleeing their countries. Why? Because Venezuela used to be a capitalistic country. It was one of the richest countries in the world at one point. Where are they now? They are in a poop hole. A poop hole that could have been contained if they did not let Mr. Nicolas Maduro gain power. The same thing with Cuba. They let Fidel Castro take power, a dictator, brutal dictator. And see what happened. People are now leaving his country because they hate Cuba. We cannot have socialism. Socialism is when, let's say you or me, are working very hard in a field that we've gotten. We have a garden outside. We cultivated that garden. We planted those crops for us to eat. 100% of them. The government comes in, takes 90%, and you're left with 10%. That is how socialism works. We can't have socialism. We need free markets. We can't be a socialistic country. If we become a socialistic country, you can say goodbye for anything and everything. Now, many people are saying Donald Trump is one of the worst presidents that the United States has ever had. You're wrong about that. You're wrong about that because he is one of the presidents that has created peace around the world. He's created peace between the Israel and the Arabs. He's done many brilliant things, $500 billion, towards African American colleges. He's given so much up. He's given his half his wealth up for this country's sake. Joe Biden says that Donald Trump has all the Wall Street donors, or had the Wall Street donors. But in actuality, it wasn't Donald Trump that had them. It was Joe Biden. And Joe Biden is lying to you people. Joe Biden has George Soros behind him. He has the Mitt Romney family behind him. He has the Bush family behind him. He has the Carwell group behind him. Those people fund his operation. And many people that donated to the Black Lives Matter community, they paid Joe Biden. They did not build houses. They did not do things for ordinary citizens. They built houses. I'm sorry, they did not build houses. They built a machine like Joe Biden's campaign that got money from people that had COVID, that were struggling to meet ends meet with the whole pandemic thing going on. And now he's asking people for millions of dollars against Donald Trump's legal actions. It's pretty hypocritical what's going on here with the Democratic Party and all. This is not about being Democrat or Republican anymore. This is about being a constitutional democracy, or keeping our country a constitutional democracy or a constitutional republic. People need to understand that once the United States is gone, there's no turning back. As we saw back then, the world was ruled by empires. Now that the United States is here, one of the most critical pieces of the world, now we have democracies. They are not perfect, but they are well. We have monarchies. Yes, we still have monarchies, but those are monarchies that have democratic sides. Like Britain, they have the conservative and the labor group. It is fantastic how politics works. At the same time, it could be very, very annoying. And these do affect you. They affect us. Not only me or you, not businessmen, not wealthy individuals, they affect you and me. It is unheard of a party not to let someone from the other party take control, or not take control, my bad, let me rephrase that, want a recount of votes. Because we already heard that there was watermarks and that Democrats had made massive amounts of printed voting ballots, which does ring alarms to everyone. And it's unbelievable that they had to do that. They had to cheat the way. If it becomes true, they should be held accountable for their actions. But more importantly, we should protect our Constitution and our democracy. He's already won legal battles in Michigan and in Pennsylvania. I hope we can check this. And if this is another election where it gets overturned to the next candidate, I ask for everyone, just be part of the process. Don't be one of those people that goes out in the streets and cries because Donald Trump has won. If you want it fair and square, he'll get it fair and square. He got more votes than he ever did his first run as president of the United States. That is sensational. He beat Barack Obama's record. And these votes could prove to be real. Real votes. Hopefully everything is well. And things go Donald Trump's way, because if this is what's happening, these people should be held accountable. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for hearing this. I need to get it through. And I needed to tell y'all. Because it is my duty. Thank you very much yet again, ladies and gentlemen, for hearing. Have a great day.